From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Joshua Solomon reports for the Times Union that on February 5th, a state Supreme Court justice in Albany dismissed a Republican petition to block New York's law allowing registered voters to cast their ballots by mail before the final day of voting in person. Representative Elise Stefanik and other Republicans filed the petition in September against Governor Kathy Hochul and the State Board of Elections for making it easier to vote by mail. Stefanik said, and I quote, "We look forward to appealing on behalf of hardworking New Yorkers who deserve legal and valid elections," end quote. Voting by mail became easier and more widespread during the COVID-19 pandemic, and Democrats in Albany have tried to keep it easy and widespread since then. Hochul said on January 5th, and I quote, "Despite the best efforts of its opponents, democracy has once again prevailed in New York," end quote, and that voting by mail is a, and I quote, "critical initiative that will improve citizen participation and expand access to the ballot for all eligible voters," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Cairo's Bavarian Manor is back on the market. Less than a year after the historic Victorian Inn and Restaurant on Mountain Avenue was sold by its longtime owners. Wynn Morrison Realty is listing the property at $5.5 million for current owner Garrett Doyle, who also owns Five Furlongs Tavern on State Route 145 in Durham. Doyle did not return a request for comment about the sale. The property includes an 80-seat restaurant that formerly served German food. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. WNYT reports that Massachusetts State Representative William Pignatelli from Berkshire County is not seeking re-election. Pignatelli from Lenox represents the 3rd District in Berkshire County. He posted on social media that, and I quote, "It's been an honor to serve with some amazing people, making our Commonwealth special," end quote. And the 64-year-old said he was starting a new chapter of his life. Read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.